Well, perhaps somewhat overshadowed by news out of Jordan this week, 4 years after the start of the Arab Spring, the military-backed government in Egypt is still silencing voices. Yesterday, 230 people who protested to depose President Mubarak were sentenced to life in prison. Earlier in the week, the court upheld 183 death sentences against supporters of his successor, the Islamist former President Morsi. And the country is still reacting to last week's shooting death of a young mother and poet, Shema Esabag, at a peaceful march to commemorate the anniversary of the Arab Spring. Let's bring in NPR's Leila Fadel in Cairo. And Leila, to the sentencings. We feel we've heard of these mass sentencings before. Who are these most recently sentenced?
Well, the most prominent among them was Ahmed Duma, who is a pro-democracy activist, really well known as one of the people that spearheaded the revolt against Hosni Mubarak in 2011, a man who was arrested under Mubarak's regime, arrested under the Islamist regime that came before this one. And the difference here is the courts have been handing out quite severe sentences to Islamists, to activists, but this so far is the harshest against a pro-democracy, a secular activist in jail so far.
And how many have there been roughly in these mass sentencings?
Well, mass death sentences in 2014, including the one that was upheld earlier this week, at least 415 people. And the concern here is that the courts are just handing out these very harsh sentences without real due process. Among those sentenced to death at the time, activists talked about men who weren't even in the country or even in the city. So it's being seen as really a system that's punishing anybody who dares to speak against the current authorities.
Well, by the way, the judge who sentenced the activist Duma is the same one who sentenced the three Al Jazeera journalists last year for what he described as spreading false news and aiding the Muslim Brotherhood. Again, the party that had been in power and is now banned. One of those journalists returned home to Australia yesterday, although his two colleagues remain jailed.
Well, Peter Gresta was in jail 400 days before he was finally released, but he was not vindicated. He was released and deported under a law that basically calls for him to be tried in his home country. Of course, he will not be tried in Australia. But behind him, left behind him, are two men still in prison over charges they say are completely false. So in a trial that human rights groups describe as a sham. And these men, one Egyptian-Canadian and one Egyptian, are waiting also to be released. One of the men, Mohamed Fahmy, he had to renounce his Egyptian citizenship to be able to also be deported, he hopes, this week and get out of the jail. But then what about Behed Mohamed, who has no other citizenship, who has no respite from the charges against them?
Well, you mentioned human rights groups, and Human Rights Watch did a report and concluded that all the evidence, there's so much video in the shooting death of this young mother last week, strongly indicates that it was a member of Egypt's security forces who fatally shot her. This was quite the story, these images of her slowly dying when all she wanted to do was lay flowers. What's been the reverberation there?
Well, it's a devastating image. The most iconic picture that came out of that is her upright with a friend holding her waist and his head against her abdomen, kind of trying to keep her upright as she slowly passed away in front of everybody's eyes. And it's sort of become, in some ways, a symbolic moment of severe repression of anyone who commemorates the past, commemorates the ousting of Hosni Mubarak and the changes that have happened in the past. And further, there's so much evidence that points to security forces as the culprits here that shot her in the back and the neck. And yet, the prosecutor's office is talking about the police not using anything but tear gas. And yet they arrested the deputy of the party that she is a member of rather than going off after security forces. So really, human rights groups say that security forces, police have acted with impunity. Very few have been arrested or convicted, if any.
Well, Leila, in the little bit of time we have, well, how does this square, though? Because the current president, who's military-backed, al-Sisi, went on national television and said, this young woman could have been my own daughter. So how does that square with nobody taking responsibility?
Right. They have promised a thorough and fair investigation, but yet there are no signs so far that indicating that they'll go after the security forces. We'll see what's to come. But the narrative in the state sort of narrative is that it's always someone else. It's not the state itself. And that state violence will continue with impunity while they go after other people. This isn't to say that every conviction in the Egyptian courts is unfair, but you're seeing more and more of these harsh and intense sentencing as a sign, as a warning that dissent is not accepted.
NPR's Leila Fadel in Cairo. Leila, thanks as always.
Thank you.